45 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on your Thursday, April 2nd. The Morning Crew, Julie and James in this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good. Ready to get going on this second day of April?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at the datebook today. 1513. Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon lands in Florida on this date. 1792, Congress authorizes the U.S. Mint. All right. Okay. 1819, the first successful ag journal, The American Farmer, begins publication on this date. 1827, we're back to lead pencils here. They were manufactured by Joseph Dixon. We're not going to get off on that one, huh? Lead pencils manufactured by Joseph Dixon for the first time.
Without erasers.
Without erasers, mm-hmm. Right. 1872, the gas-powered engine patented by George Brayton. The 1872, same day, same year. He was probably standing in line next to him. Samuel F. B. Morse, developer of the electric telegraph.
Hmm.
Nice.
Cool.
1902, Electric Theater. The first full-time movie theater in the U.S. opened in L.A.
1902. I wonder what the first movie was.
It was a scary one, wasn't it?
No, I think it was... I can't remember. I have a picture of it in my brain, but I don't know if it's the right one. Okay. Well, I mean, there's been movies way before that. They were all just silent movies.
Right, but the first movie in the first theater, full-time 1902, movie. What was it?
Oh, you're saying
trivia
the first
today.
Movie in the 1902 theater. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Okay. 1935, Watson Watt. Patented radar.
Oh, I was going to say the light bulb.
Yeah, cool.
No, that was Edison.
That was Edison. Yeah. Yeah, there I am. Just right there with that Eiffel Tower situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, you just walked in a couple minutes before we went on the air. Still warming up. 1954, plans to build Disneyland are announced.
Yeah.
On this day, yeah.
That's the Florida one.
No, California.
California.
That's the best
one. I mixed those up. There's Disneyland, Disney World, and I mix them up all
World
the time.
World is in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to both of them.
Me too. I like the Los Angeles one better.
What? I've been to neither.
Yeah, you have. Well,
no. Went to Universal Studios. And never went to Disney World.
All right, James.
That was before they bought everything under the sun, though, too. So that was before they had Marvel, before they had everything else.
It's quite the thing now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Burrito Day. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
DIY Day. Do-it-yourself day today.
Okay.
Every day.
Depends what it is.
Yeah.
I know my limitations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, meh.
Yeah.
Probably create more of a mess.
Sometimes I realize my limitations.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is a wonderful thing, though.
It's too late. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot.
I know. You look really at that and go, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then you get going. It's like, maybe not. Peanut butter and jelly day. No. I like them both, but not together.
Yeah, me either.
What? Really?
Really?
I mean, PB&J. Sometimes.
See, someone else that doesn't like them mixed together. Yeah.
I like peanut butter and honey.
Me and
potato chips.
Me and Trevor both had a
okay.
Me and Trevor had a fondness for the old Uncrustable. Those are one of the greatest things ever invented.
Did he get you started on those?
No, you would get those in school. Like they had Uncrustables in school.
Oh, okay.
And I remember being like, these are amazing. These are better than normal PB&J.
Okay. All right. Artemis, did you see it take off?
Yeah.
No.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Very cool.
Mission's underway. I watched a little bit of it live. It was pretty boring, but after a while, they're going. They're just circling the Earth right now, but they're about ready to fire up the engines and kick out of orbit.
They're doing a docking test, I think, with part of the capsule that they eject from, essentially, and then...
Guess what they're having a couple minor issues with?
Communication.
No. I know the toilet is a problem.
The toilet. The onboard toilet. Yes. Every mission has a problem with the onboard toilet. I mean,
I read somewhere that there's now 10 total toilets in space. There have been 10 total toilets in space.
Floating around in
that have
space.
Been sent to space. There's four on the ISS. I think there's a couple on, like, there were a couple on the Apollos, and now one more in Artemis. 10 total.
I don't. What do you mean they just throw them out?
No. I'm saying there's 10 that have gone that have gone to space.
I thank you.
Wow. Hey.
No.
This thing's not working. Open the hatch.
Look at Earth. Oh, hey.
No.
The toilet just flew by.
No, there's been 10 total toilets that have gone to space.
All right. Was that a toilet that just went by the window? Oh, there's another one.
Open the hatch.
Yeah, they just ejected. Yeah.
Get a photo of me with the Earth in the
Get a photo with that toilet.
That's the only thing that they eject is the toilet. Just leave it up there.
That'd be the selfie of all time, man, with a toilet and the Earth in the background.
Well, you know, you're
they just
space
get
drunk.
Rid of them. Yeah. Besides all those rockets that are roaming around up there,
there's also the toilet.
There's 20 toilets up there. Floating around Earth. Okay.
Wouldn't be that great. We got so much space junk up there. No.
Yeah. It's no different than anything else we have floating around up there. Might as well have a toilet or two. Yeah.
Human waste. That's the first thing that the aliens will find up there. Like, what is this?
Wow.
It's a cop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. It's on its way. Mm-hmm. If I read a fire out of orbit here and head towards.
It's weird to think that that's
towards the moon. Leave all that toiletry behind.
It's weird to think that that's Artemis 2 is just it's just one giant test. I mean, they're not doing anything other than, hey, can we do this? Is this going to work?
Now here's a cool piece of trivia: Artemis, the name,
mm-hmm.
Greek god. Moon goddess,
yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Greek god of the moon.
Now, the cool thing is, it was the twin sister. Artemis was the twin sister of Apollo.
Right.
From the Apollo missions.
Mm-hmm. That's why they chose.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Greek?
Well,
they
yeah.
chose Artemis.
Mythology,
I think
James.
You'll come to find that there's a lot of stuff that we name after a Greek version of something.
I know. Right.
It's everywhere.
Okay. Back down here on Earth.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a cool launch, though. Artemis, I mean, it was the most powerful rocket of all time, if I remember correctly reading, that they've ever built, which
Artemis?
Is cool. Yeah, the Artemis 2. And again, it's just one, they're not, I mean, of course they're doing something very difficult, obviously, but it's one giant test. It's there to, can we do this for Artemis 3, land on the moon? Can we get to the moon? Right. Is our telemetry correct? Is all the math that we're doing correct? The thing that scares me, if I were up there, they're basically, when they're flying towards the moon, the way that they're going to get back is just hope and pray that they got the gravity calculation correct for the moon, that they'll be able to fly around it and not just shoot off into space.
Right. Yeah.
You mean they won't
I think they have like they have boosters and stuff that they can push, but I don't think if they're way wrong, there's nothing they can do.
Right.
They're in
Let's
trouble.
Hope they didn't like chat
that's what I'm saying. Like they have to go around. They're basically using the moon as a slingshot.
Yes.
Oh, like around
Apollo
13
too. Did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it was interesting. My father-in-law was on the Apollo missions. He wasn't on them, but he worked for RCA, which was a contractor for NASA. And one of his jobs, one of the many, besides, he got to hook the astronauts in, get them familiar with the electrical systems that were on board. So he did that. But one of the other things that he did do later on, one of the later on missions, is he was in the Aleutian Islands and helped with the trajectory of the capsules coming back to Earth, so they wouldn't overshoot.
Yeah,
and that was interesting to talk to him about all that.
I mean, all the math. I can't imagine how much like math and doing the same problem over and over and over again to figure that stuff out. It's crazy.
Big chalkboards, James.
Yeah,
you know, in the movie, what was the movie of the
Apollo 13?
No, there was a lot of movies.
Yeah.
With the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Hidden Figures.
Hidden figures. Thank you. With those Hidden Figures. He said, those were amazing ladies.
Yeah. I believe it.
And
definitely.
I'm glad that story was told.
Yes. He was too. Very much so. Yeah.
There's actually a lady from North Dakota that invented the rocket fuel that finally worked.
Yeah.
But you never learn about that.
Yes. If you haven't seen the movie Hidden Figures, you need to see that. Because those ladies were right there. They knew what they were doing. And then, of course, the bias that they went through.
67,
and then, it's like, you're not smart enough. And they go, yes, we are. And those ladies stood up and go, yes, we are.
So watch me do
this
math.
Is what you need to be doing, okay? This is what you need to be doing. And they paid attention. So anyway, great show.
All right,
more trivia today.
Sorry.
Okay. Hey, no.
Tangent.
It's the morning show.
Good, yeah.
Good stuff.
I mean, hey, it's the first time we're doing anything like this in
I know.
40 years?
It is. It's way cool.
Amazing.
All right, trivia today. You ready? A survey found that 78% of pet owners would dump their partner if their furry friend didn't like them.
How many? 30?
78% of pet owners said they'd dump their significant partner.
Animals are good reads of character.
I guess it depends on how bad it is. I like how bad they don't like you.
Of course, it does depend on the animal. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You know,
okay.
A gerbil doesn't like me. I'm like, what? What are we doing?
You're done. Get out of here. Move out. Gerbil stays.
Yeah.
Okay. What percentage of people say they're still best friends with someone from elementary school?
I would imagine
25.
Yeah.
You'd think
30%.
12%.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
That is low, isn't it?
I still have my best friend I met in fifth grade, so yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't like me then. Fun fact. He didn't like me.
Fun fact.
Yeah, he didn't like
me. Call him out.
That's not very funny. Yeah, call him out.
He didn't like me. He thought it was, I don't even remember what, but it was something stupid, like elementary school type of thing, you know? But then we grew up and became best friends.
What are his initials? No, I'm just kidding.
Look at you, Julie. She's going to find out whether we're on the air or off the air.
She knows who she is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. With travel costs these days, what percentage of people, take note here, ladies and gentlemen, what percentage of people say they're planning a staycation?
63%.
Yeah.
Good one, 70. Julie. 67% are planning a staycation. I like it.
Makes sense.
We got lots of great things to see.
We do. You could
so amazing
spend
things.
A lifetime exploring.
I know.
South Dakota, Wyoming. I mean, actually everywhere. But.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Good stuff. Good to know. How many times does a typical woman, okay, we'll call you typical Julie, spend each day blow drying your hair? How many minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I've 12 20. Minutes.
Wow. 12 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the answer,
That's
too?
That's the answer.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Good one. You're right on. Okay, how many times are you going to blink today?
10,000 times.
16,000.
29,000
times. Don't even think about doing it.
Makes me want to blink.
It does, doesn't it? I did the same thing. I'm blinking now.
It's like when you stop thinking, you start thinking about breathing, and then you're like, oh,
you're
okay.
Right.
I can't focus on this.
Right, or yawning, or anything like that.
Yawning.
Yeah. Now you're going to think about You thought about it, didn't
yawning.
You, Julie? She thought about it just now.
I don't think I've ever.
Everybody out there is just thinking about
so
it right
contagious.
Now.
It's so contagious.
Isn't that amazing?
It's awful. I don't think I've ever blown dry my hair, by the way. My entire life.
Huh.
I've never used it.
I had longer hair in high school.
Man, to see that.
the groovy.
Yeah.
It was, groovy. Yeah, it was, you know, we're in the 70s.
Of course.
Yes, yeah.
Good we're times. In
70s. I don't blame you. My dad's nickname was Friendly Fro Pits because he had long hair and very long armpit hair. Because it was the 1970s and 80s.
Well, there's that a lady killer.
Yeah, that was his nickname. And now all of his, if he ever sees his college buddies, that's what they call him. And my dad, you know,
your dad is
approaching 60
nice...
years old. And I'm like, Dad, this is weird for me to hear this now.
Don't tell me this.
Yeah, exactly.
I can live with the long hair, but
pits, okay.
Let's leave that out.
That's funny.
That is funny. All right, more trivia today. What percentage of people say they take their shoes off at work?
I hope it's a small amount.
38.
No, it's less than that.
Oh. Okay, that's
25.
Good. I'm all right with that.
We don't have anybody around here that does that.
We used to, but not.
Yeah, we don't.
We did.
You're going to hear after the show.
Actually,
this is an after the show question. Who was that?
It's a, you know, I don't. I'm
don't
not. I'm
that.
Not totally opposed to it. If you have an office, I'm like, whatever, it's your space. But if there's somebody in there
walking around,
obviously it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Keep your shoes on. What are we doing? Yeah, don't need your dogs out.
Okay.
D-A-W-G-S.
All right. All right. More trivia today. This is sad trivia. 1940, there were 6 million of these in the U.S. By the year 2000, there were 2 million.
1940 to 2000.
1940, there were 6 million. In 2000, there were 2 million.
Got to be an animal of some kind.
No. Farms in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.